It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Although they weren't full-fledged press conferences, the president fielded questions from a small pool of traveling reporters Thursday afternoon in two sessions. He emerged from the front door of his Bedminster, New Jersey golf property, announced that he'd be having meetings about various topics, and asked if there were any questions. The first one was about his fire and fury comment aimed at North Korea the day before.
Frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years, and it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. And we're backed by 100% by our military. We're backed by everybody, and we're backed by many other leaders. But if anything, that statement may not be tough enough.
The subject of his relationship with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was next up.
I just want him to get repeal and replace done. I've been hearing repeal and replace now for 7 years, but I've only been doing this for 2 years, and I've really only been doing this for 6 months, but I've been running. So now it's almost 2 years, and all I hear is repeal and replace. And then I get there and I said, where's the bill? I want to sign it first day. And they don't have it. So I say very simply, where is repeal and replace? Now I want tax reform and tax cuts. And I want a very big infrastructure bill where we're working on that very hard already. And we can do that. And we may even get bipartisan on infrastructure, but we want to have it. But I said, Mitch, get to work and let's get it done. They should have had this last one done. They lost by one vote. For a thing like that to happen is a disgrace. And frankly, it shouldn't have happened. That I can tell
you. On Wednesday, the president held a briefing about the nation's opioid crisis, but stopped short of declaring it a national emergency. That's now changed.
The opioid crisis is an emergency, and I'm saying officially right now, it is an emergency. It's a national emergency. We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis.
But you need emergency powers for government.
We're going to draw it up, and we're going to make it a national emergency. It is a serious problem, the likes of which we have never had.
The questions returned to North Korea, and Trump sought to reassure Americans that we're safe by making more threats.
The people of this country should be very comfortable. And I will tell you this, if North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous because things will happen to them like they never thought possible, okay? He's been pushing the world around for a long time. The people of our country are safe, our allies are safe, and I will tell you this, North Korea better get their act together or they're gonna be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in this world.
Trump then ended the first presser, but took another 20 minutes with the press pool following some afternoon meetings, during which he addressed a multitude of issues, including the FBI's pre-dawn raid of his former campaign chairman's home.
I thought it was a very, they do that very seldom. So I was surprised to see it. I was very, very surprised to see it.
And on banning transgender people from the armed forces.
It's been a very difficult situation. And I think I'm doing a lot of people a favor by coming out and just saying it. As you know, it's been a very complicated issue for the military. It's been a very confusing issue for the military. And I think I'm doing the military a great favor.
Trump also said he was thankful to Russian President Vladimir Putin for expelling hundreds of U.S. diplomats from his country.
No, I want to thank him because we're trying to cut down on payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful that he let go of a large number of people because now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
He said he was still weighing a decision about troop levels in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting very close. It's a very big decision for me. I took over a mess, and we're going to make it a lot less messy. But that has been a place 17 years, our longest wars, I read in one of your columns. And frankly, it's going to be a decision that's going to be made very soon.
And in one of many perplexing statements, Trump spoke about how he is hunting down leakers who share sensitive information with journalists.
And then you have the leaks where people want to love me, and they're all fighting for love. Those are not very important, but certainly we don't like them. Those are little inner White House leaks. They're not very important, but actually I'm somewhat honored by them. But the important leaks to me, and the leaks that the Attorney General is looking at very strongly, are the leaks coming out of intelligence, and we have to stop them for the security and the national security of our country.
Trump started his Friday morning on Twitter, tweeting, "Military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path." I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these segments, I hope you'll consider a contribution, as my work is 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.